One of the areas that you should be most concerned about Amy Coney Barrett and her possible views and decisions when she's a Supreme Court justice is with respect to the environment, in particular climate change. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. We've heard less about Amy Barrett's views on the environment, even though she was asked in a Senate confirmation hearing back in October what her views on climate change were. She said she could not comment because it was a, quote, politically contentious issue. Of course it's a politically contentious issue in the sense that sides are fighting over it, but it's pretty established, it's very established, that climate change exists. We have so many problems that have flowed from that, whether it be rising temperatures, the polar ice caps melting, just destabilization of the ecosystem, pollution, extinction of species, problems with coral reefs. I think the Great Barrier Reef was essentially ruined for a period of time, and it'll never come back to where it was before. But I think what is really disturbing is that there are going to be a number of lawsuits that are going to come in front of Amy Coney Barrett, which she's in the Supreme Court, and those are going to have to deal, those are going to deal with, directly with climate change. And the mistakes or omissions, purposeful omissions, of various companies that are basically ignoring environmental regulations, ignoring climate change, and as a result of ignoring climate change, have either committed things, environmental-type offenses, or are sticking it to their shareholders by claiming, you know, we weren't really aware of climate change. And as a result, you know, these huge fines that we're having to pay, you know, they're not really our fault. We can't be held accountable for it, even though they knew it all along that climate change was an issue. So if you're looking to impose punitive damages of any kind, or whether or not corporate fraud has occurred or anything like that, and if Amy Coney Barrett doesn't believe in climate change, well, that cuts out a major component of a case. So it does present a problem. So you do need to believe in science, and it does not bode well for the environment. For example, if you have an oil company, and oil companies knew about the climate change issues and that they were contributing to global warming, and as a result, their company was at risk for having, you know, drop in the share value. That's a major issue if you're an investor, is that they basically knowingly disregarded that and then lied about it. That's fraudulent. It's fraud. Shareholders would have a legal cause of action, but if they get in front of Amy Barrett, she's going to say, well, I don't believe in climate change. It doesn't exist, so how can you be fraudulent on something that you can't commit fraud for something that doesn't exist or that they're not sure about. So that's the kind of thinking that she might potentially have. And her inability or reluctance, actually her refusing to provide her views is a real problem. And especially when she's going to hear a lot of cases like this. And so there was a case in New York a while back, I think in 2019, and that case it was dealt in particular with Exxon. And the issue was to what extent Exxon lied to investors about the company's contribution to climate change and whether or not it violated the securities laws. So basically, Exxon, it was found, contributed to climate change through its pollution. But ultimately, the court in New York, in this case, ruled in Exxon's favor, stating that there was no evidence that Exxon hid of climate change. Basically, they didn't know about it. Well, so they didn't know about it, then they couldn't be held responsible for fraud, because you can't commit fraud if something's not doesn't exist. So let's say, hypothetically, that case goes in front of Amy Coney Barrett, or unlike it, there's a problem of, you know, to what extent, you know, you can even prove anything in front of her because she doesn't believe it exists. Well, she's substituting her views for established science. And so that's a major problem with respect to these types of cases. You can see how it can be issues for other cases as well. So it's definitely a problem going forward with this. Climate change played a huge role in the issues with the coronavirus, because it's likely coronavirus would not even really have existed had it not, or wouldn't come into the human population had we not had the destabilizing effects of climate change. And we're going to see a lot more pandemics like this. So it's not, you can't say things are just about the environment, because the environment affects everything. And refusal to express her, give her actual opinions on it, I mean, the science is established, but she needs to say whether or not she believes in it, believes in actual hard facts, and that's not saying how you're going to rule on a particular case. She just didn't want to admit that she doesn't believe in climate change. She doesn't believe the science. She won't accept the science. And as a result, she's very compromised as a Supreme Court justice. And that's just one of the ways she's compromised, is her views on an established scientific fact. So thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.